Hi, Annette.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
I'm well. How
Good.
Are you doing?
Good. Is it just us?
So far.
Oh, okay. I was told this is a really good call and I need to go multiple times.
Okay. Well, there are people who come time and time again. So, and I'm glad to hear that they found it to be helpful because that's the whole point, right?
The woman that I was sitting next to at Shine, and I can picture her, but I couldn't tell you her name. She was like, go on every call Lynn does because you learn something new every time. And I went, okay.
Okay. That makes me feel good. And I know this is in the middle of the day, so not everybody will be able to be on, although we're rotating it because we have people all over the world now.
Right.
And so, but then some people actually are busier at night than they are during the day. So we're going to try this and see what happens.
Cool. Okay. Well, obviously it's not working. I mean, I'm happy to be here, but.
Well, no. And sometimes there are just a couple people on and so it works out that way. We'll just wait another minute or two and see what happens. Where are you located again?
I just moved. I'm in Austin now.
Oh, where'd you move from?
I spent a year in Birmingham helping my daughter get better.
Okay.
So before that, I was in Houston.
Okay. So where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Kind of making the round.
That's right. That's right.
Where are you from?
I live along the Minnesota-Iowa border. I grew up in Minneapolis. So,
okay.
Yeah. Kind of a northern gal. Thus.
Yes.
Thus the complimentary scarf. Mm-hmm.
My daughter and I were just talking about people we know in Minnesota and how the one guy kept going, but it's beautiful in June. June is just beautiful.
Actually, August is probably my favorite month. I don't mind the cooler temperatures. In fact, when I've been down in Austin during the warmer months, it's too much for me.
A little much, yeah.
Yeah. So, in fact, we're kind of gearing up for another winter storm here.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, raw, hippy, skippy.
Yeah, it's a little too cold. I like cool, but I don't like all the winter all the time. I did that when I was younger. I'm good.
You know, and if I didn't have to travel, I'd actually also be okay. Just park me in front of the fireplace and I can do what you're supposed to do in the wintertime, which is have that reflective time and really get to read my books. And
yeah, we don't get to do that anymore much.
Not much. No. Nope. I can always change that, I suppose, if I wanted to. But it looks like we're really starting to pile in here.
Cool.
Yay. Say hi, Janet. Your line is open, right? It doesn't show muted. Okay. Hi, Teresa. Y'all are free to, where did that come from, y'all? to unmute your lines and say hi. I have Teresa.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey.
Hi.
And Janet and Eva and a 503 area code. So wonderful. And I'm not going to apologize, but I'll forewarn you, I have my grandson here. And so you may hear in a background voice of grandma. So just letting you know that. So, and there's that baby boy. It is a boy, right? Is that a boy? Your dog there, Teresa?
Oh, now she's trying to, girls.
They're both girls. Well, yeah. I've tried to keep up with you and I know you've talked about boys from time to time with
you. Well, I have this guy too. He's the neighbor who comes over. That's Gator.
Okay, maybe that's the one. Because I've seen some of your videos and stuff, and they're great. And you might hear a couple of my dogs as well. My dogs, you would love to hear, are rescue dogs. And truly, they're rescue because we live in the country, and so people just drop them off. Like,
True rescue.
True rescue.
Yeah.
Anyways. Nice. All right. So, and I don't know who is in area code 503. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure I'm set up at the right screen first. I'm going to share my screen. The intent of this call is that you get a better understanding of everything that is here. And that is why a lot of people come back, because there's a lot here. And but we can also use this however you want to. If you have particular questions about the program that I can answer, I'm happy to. I'm very happy to. And so we're just, this is just part of our support that we like to offer. So, all right. So I'm going to officially start and welcome you to the NEPT INE orientation call. And this is, as I've said, is the place where you can come learn more about the actual physical structure of the call and of the program, and then ask questions as we go along about what you should have. So without further ado, I will share my screen. Share screen, that's the one I want. Here we go. All right. So hopefully you see my screen. If you do not see my screen, feel free to open your line and let me know. And so what we have here is, let's see, I wonder if there's a way I can change this. There. Across the top, we have a banner that has all the different tabs. And then each of the tabs has a drop-down. And so that drop-down is going to be really helpful to you as you search for things. So what I like to do, start at the beginning over here on under the schedule. What I do most of the time is I go to upcoming calls, the drop-down from schedule, and then I just go to all calls. We also, if you just want to know what's happening this week with calls, you can go there. Same thing with the monthly calendar. We're actually moving away from Maestro, but if you do have a Maestro call and you're you need to remember how to use it, there's the instructions for those particular calls. So I'm going to go to all calls. And part of the reason I'm doing that, you'll also see the week and month at a glance calendars. I really encourage you each week. So my when I do it is Sunday night is I go through my calendar and make sure I have them on my Google Calendar. So I know what, because it has been known to change. And so doing it once a week that way is usually a fairly safe bet that you're going to have those calls on there. But then part of it's knowing which ones you should come to. And so up on the top here, you have just quick ways to get to certain parts. So if you just want to know who the when the next Advanced Clinical Resources call is, that's their IRSPT calls and then NEPT calls. And then here's the week at a glance call. There we go. All right, so this is what this week looks like. It's a quiet week because actually Wednesday, Dr. Rita Marie leaves for a training on Wednesday. So, but that so that can be good or bad for looking at it. So you can see right now we're in the NEPT orientation call. So tomorrow we have the NEPT open coaching call and the CMDS bonus call. And I just there we go. For some reason, you can't hear anything, Jenny. Okay. I was going to answer, and then I realized she couldn't hear me. And if anybody else has any suggestions, I said to try logging out and then back in again from Zoom, or, and if that didn't work, to try a different browser. So if anybody else has any ideas or suggestions for Jenny to hear the call, please feel free to put that in the chat. Okay. And so tomorrow night, it's a bonus call for people who signed up at a particular time for that that program. ERC, it stands for Energy Recharge Coaching, and that is a year-long consumer program that we have. And so the call tomorrow afternoon is for them. And then Sweet Spot, many of you are become involved in the Sweet Spot program for yourself, or just to see how Dr. Rita Marie did it, or maybe you're coaching a client through it. And so there's a call tomorrow on that. And so that, I believe, is Module 3. And if you have a question about Module 2, I know Stacy's working frantically to complete that up. So hopefully within the next day or two, that will be up and going, in case you had anybody who was asking you questions about that. And if you aren't already and you want to, I encourage you to come over to the Sweet Spot Facebook page, and because there's a lot of people who are asking lots of questions, and it's a great way to be of help. Okay, let's see. So you should have, at the end of December, received an email. It said something like your New Year's gifts or something like that. And there was a link that was specific to you to click, so that you would get notified about that and then have that open for you. So yes, it would be open for you if you so chose. Some people had expressed that they did want to, and others that they didn't. And so that was how we made it available to you. And if you go through your emails and you do not find it, like I said, it would have been about a month ago. Yes, you can still get into that. Yep, absolutely. And there's a link once you get in under the getting started area. There's a link to that specific Facebook page. Otherwise, just look up Sweet Spot Solution Community. Great question. Thank you. Oops. Come on. There you go. All right. So that's what, if you're looking through this and you're looking through the calendar and trying to determine which particular calls you should come to, you know, obviously ones that say NEPT, and then Sweet Spot or anything like that, you are welcome to come to. The other ones are VLM, which stands for Vibrant Living Members, and that's our client side of things. All right. Any questions on that? All right. So we'll go back. All right. Go back to schedule. And then the monthly calendar is very similar. It's just that you get to see the whole month at a glance. And again, that's great if you want to do that, but I would still encourage you to go in each week and just double check that. There we go. And there's the monthly calendar. We're working on dates for the upcoming Shine, so keep an eye there. Oh, somebody have their line open? Manage participants. Oh, Jenny, are you able to mute? Let's see, I can mute you. There we go. There we go. Cool. All right, we don't have, we're working on the next advanced clinical resource instructor, so that will be coming up here. And then, like I said, this tomorrow, there's that bonus for eligible members. It's a VIP mastermind for people who signed up for CMDS in the fall. And then there's another one. I'm not sure at this point if that includes people who are in NEPT. I suspect not, at least with this one, because you guys already have a lot of that instruction that people who are only in CMDS don't. This, however, you may be coming, maybe welcome to come to that. I haven't heard back from her on that. We don't have a live version of the insulin resistance program going on now for that, but going down to NEPT, you can have what I call the shortcuts with this. We've got the open coaching calls, we've got the case study calls, and there's the case uploader. Which might be helpful for you. We've got the lab analysis calls. And then if you are one of, in case you don't realize it, as you work with Dr. Rita Marie, you get the chance to apply to be one of the coaches. And so we meet once a month and discuss the cases. And this is where the Maestro instructions are. If there's a Maestro call, we're looking at moving more towards these Zoom calls. One, it is nice to see people. It helps with that connection, and it has the chat and everything in there. And let's see. And so then there's the open coaching call that was mentioned in the Week at a Glance calendar. And then this is where you can see the rest of them. Again, you know, I would pencil in anything too far out because they can change. And then NEPA, NEPA is, PA stands for Practice Accelerator. And so those are for people who are taking that level of the course where they are working only, they're working directly with Dr. Rita Marie to build their business. There we go. And this is just more information about calls and making those calls and things like that. All right. So I'm going to stop before I move on into the recorded calls. Does anybody have any questions about any of that? Do you know how to raise your hand? I can't do it on here because it's different than what's yours. But if you scroll your cursor down to the bottom of your page, the bar should pop up and click on participants. And then that's where the part comes in with the chat and everything. And if you look over there, towards the right on that column with the chat, it should have in between there raise hand or mute yourself or something like that. It's all there. Okay. My screen is flashing these funky things. I hope it lasts okay because that would not be fun. Okay, so recordings, again, this is where all the different recordings are in the drop-down. So for example, if you wanted to get to a recording of this here, you would go to NEPT recordings, and then there should be a sidebar that comes out that Come on. Work for me, please. And it will have the different types of, there we go. So there's the orientation, content and curriculum. Once we get more into the mastery content, the foundation content is there, open coaching, case studies, lab analysis, any special calls or retreats. They're all recorded there. The archives for all of the IRSPT calls are there, INE office hours, CMDS past calls. So this is just where all those are. If you want to go back and see who has been one of our guest lecturers for the advanced clinical resources, every one of them are recorded. So even though we've been having them for a couple of years and you just joined, you don't have to worry that you've missed some of those great calls. So if you wanted to listen to Dr. Kabeka or Dr. Lynch or Dr. David Rosensweet, every single one of them are there. We also, in case you weren't around at that point, we did a couple of years ago a guest expert series after the SHINE conference, and all of those are there as well. It included Mike Mutzel, I think Donna Gates was on there. It was on the gut brain axis. So I'm going to stop recording for a moment because my grandson is saying something. And let's see.